Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to put before you a wonderful example of faith, a man who asked the question, "It may be that the Lord will work for us." I'm talking to you about Jonathan. And I'm going to read you from 1 Samuel chapter 14, verses 6 and 7, where we read this. "Then Jonathan said to the young man who bore his armor, 'Come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few.' So his armor bearer said to him, 'Do all that is in your heart, go then, here I am with you, according to your heart.'" Once again, the Philistines fought the Israelites. Jonathan, the son of King Saul, led a group of soldiers against the enemy, who were many more than the army of Israel. For Jonathan, this was more than a reconnaissance mission. He wanted to see what God might do through two men who trusted him and stepped out boldly. Jonathan knew that the need was great. I mean, after all, Israel was hopelessly outnumbered and discouraged. Jonathan knew that God wanted to use somebody. King Saul had just wanted to sit under a pomegranate tree. Something had to be done, and Jonathan was willing to let God use him. Jonathan also knew that God wanted to work with someone. Jonathan could have only prayed that God would rain down fire from heaven on the Philistines. But Jonathan knew that God uses the bold action and fighting spirit of his people. It wasn't that Jonathan was to do the work with some help from God. No, God would do the work through Jonathan. You could say that Jonathan understood the principle, "For nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few." This was wise courage in God. Many in Israel probably believed this as a theological truth, but very few men believed it enough to do something. Jonathan's faith was demonstrated by his works. Jonathan also said, "Nothing restrains the Lord." You know, the only thing that could possibly be said to restrain God is our unbelief. You can find a reference to that in Matthew chapter 13, verse 58. God's power is never restrained, but his will may be restrained by our unbelief. He may choose not to act until we partner with him in trust. God had a trusting partner in Jonathan. Jonathan also knew that God could work by many or by few. The odds were already against Israel. Did it matter if it was 1,000,000 to 1 or 1,000 to 1? Numbers or odds don't restrain God, but unbelief could. Jonathan never read the New Testament, but he had a Romans 8:31 kind of heart. If God be for us, who can be against us? Jonathan had little faith in himself, but he had great faith in God. It must have been encouraging when Jonathan's assistant said, "Go then, here, I'm with you." When we step out in faith, encouragement can make all the difference for good, and discouragement can make all the difference for defeat. If God was going to use Jonathan, he wasn't going to use Jonathan alone. When God uses someone, he almost always calls others around that one to support and to help. They are just as important in getting God's work done as the individual that God uses. So, be bold and believe it today. It may be that the Lord will work for us. Hey, in Jesus, we can say it's more than maybe. We know that God is for us in Jesus Christ. Live boldly for him today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.